It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to learn ideas from me so that you can keep more of what you make. Clark.com is our main web address. ClarkDeals.com is where our deal diggers are looking for ways to save you money every single day. And my goal is to serve you every single day. However you find your way to me, our podcasts, our radio show, my TV segments, our website, our newsletters, books, everything is about serving you with information so you can take charge of your life and your wallet. But there are times that the advice you get from me, you feel is wrong, is just not on the mark, or is not helpful. And I need to hear that from you. And that's why at Clark.com, we have a forum called Clark Stinks, where you can let me know where I didn't deliver. And then once a week, our producer, Krista, looks through the posts you put on Clark Stinks and shares them with you here on the air.
I should have never encouraged you to speak.
You must think I'm pretty stupid.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're right, pal.
Okay, we're putting a little twist on Clark Stinks this week.
We want everyone to have
a voice. Some people don't like using message boards. And so since you have such a really great Facebook audience, we decided to ask them how you stink and pulled a few posts from there.
And you had 4,400 responses in 2 hours.
No, we did not. All right. Jerry said, I doubt I'll be featured. You're wrong, Jerry. I'm featuring you right now. But one thing I don't see Clark talk about is GMO foods and what has been proven about them that shows how bad they are for us. I would also like to hear Clark speak positive about American-made stuff and not just how to get the lowest price things from Walmart. I love to listen to Clark, but would like these things addressed.
So on the genetically modified organisms, the GMOs, I just don't know enough about food science to be able to speak to whether GMOs are harming our kids, harming ourselves. I feel unqualified to speak in that area. And so that's why you don't hear me talk about GMOs. I'll talk about how to buy organics, the cheapest places to buy them. I'll talk about it in terms of dollars and cents. But I won't talk about the good or bad of GMOs because I am not knowledgeable enough to say anything with any credibility on that. The other part of that question was
American-made items.
American-made. So I am totally a free trader, and I believe so much in the free movement of goods in the world, and that's why you don't hear me say you should only buy American or anything like that. It's just not the way I'm wired. I think I had too much time in economics class and believe so strongly in something known as the trade multiplier, that each country manufactures whatever it's most efficient at, that's why you don't hear me say that ever about buy America. And I love this country. I love this country through my heart and soul.
Kenneth said, Clark stinks because his website now has annoying pop-ups to get you to sign up for newsletters. Kill the pop-ups.
So you want to respond to that, Krista? Because there's the pop-up. I know when I go to Clark Deals, there'll be one asking me if I want to sign up for the newsletter.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, we do have that pop-up. It's only supposed to show up for you once when you're in a browser. But for some people, maybe who have all the cookies blocked and everything, it may show up multiple times. We're working on a solution for that, but it should just show up once because we hope you'll take advantage of our free newsletters on the main site and on deals. Do you want to?
No. I mean, I can't stand.
You can tell me if you want to kill them.
I can't stand pop-ups.
Yeah.
And so this has been a tough area for us because we want you to, if you want to have the deals show up in your inbox as often or as little as you wish, you can have them daily or...
Yeah, Deals is a daily newsletter. And then we have a regular Clark.com newsletter that comes out 5 days a week, or you can get that twice a week as well. And we have we have a great newsletter editor who does a phenomenal job. But we don't have any pop-up ads. We do not have that.
So this is all about seeing if you want to subscribe, and I'm really sorry if we've been annoying you with those.
Clark stinks because every week he unnecessarily spends 5 minutes explaining how Clark Stinks works. Dude, it's pretty self-explanatory. Keep up the good work.
Okay, so we have new listeners all the time, and Clark Stinks without a proper frame of reference explained doesn't make any sense. So think about it. The first time you ever heard it, it would not have been self-explanatory if you're used to coming to the show as an advice show. And then suddenly you're hearing this kind of back and forth. So that's why I do. It's about a 40-second explainer each time. I'm watching the timer. And I keep trying to get it shorter, but I want to make sure people know what the purpose of it is to guide me in ways that you feel I'm missing the mark.
All right, Tony's going back in time here with this one. I'll never forget Clark advertising for travel to all of these exotic places back in the 2007 to 2010 era when the economy was imploding. People were losing their jobs, houses, and seeing their 401ks cut in half, and Clark is promoting leisure trips to the Greek islands. Just seemed to be a major break with the realities of the times.
Wow, do I appreciate that. All right. So whenever there are tough circumstances going on, anything that's a discretionary activity has a hard time getting people to do it. So like during the period you talked about from 7 to 11 in particular, the cruise lines were having to very heavily discount. And any leisure travel, air, whatever, there were very heavy discounts. So even though there were a lot of people suffering in the United States, there were also quite a number that were doing okay through that time. And so I felt that judiciously it made sense during the Great Recession and its aftermath to let people know about the great deal opportunities that were out there. It was not done with an intent of being insensitive to people that were unemployed or suffering in various ways from the economic dislocation of the banking scandals.
Christina says, Clark, I've listened to you since I was a little girl with my dad. I love your show and podcast, but your investing advice is difficult to hear when paying off debt and budgeting is our main focus. We are a couple in our 30s and 40s with four young children, two with special needs. We are often struggling to keep our heads above water and not accrue more debt. I love your advice about deals and rare advice on budgeting, and I wish you focused more on that on each show.
Thank you, and that's a lot to be raising four young children all at once, dealing with the expenses of that. And so it is a common occurrence that people who are raising a number of children are not able to save money for the future, and I'm sure it makes you feel additional pressure when you hear me talk about save for retirement, save for retirement, save for retirement. You do these things when you can, and in your case, it's probably going to have to wait till your kids are older. For me, the challenge is to always have a mix of topics that fits the larger audience. Not everything that I talk about is going to appeal to everyone, obviously. The goal and hope is that over time, through each hour of the show, that there's a lot that will be relevant to you and appeal to you.
Anthony says, stop with the outdated debit card information. I got victimized by the Target security breach years ago. I called my bank after getting the brush off by Target. My bank had my funds returned in one business day, told me if any fees associated with it will be excused, and immediately shut down my card.
I'm so glad that your bank did all that for you. There is no legal requirement that they do. And the calls I get from people who have a problem with their debit card and have trouble getting the money restored wish they were as lucky as you have been. Under the law, the bank is given 14 days to either provisionally or permanently restore money to your account or to tell you why they are not going to, that they think you're the fraudster. And most banks take their sweet time going through that process to give you the money back. And by the way, the regulation says 10 days, but Saturday and Sunday doesn't count, and that's why it's 14.
Sharon says, Clark is great at some things, but Clark, please stop recommending the boneless ribeye steaks from the Dollar Tree. They are not even worth $1.
Okay. Okay, I remember we did a segment on TV about those, and maybe those steaks aren't that good for a dollar. Maybe I'll just leave it there.
Okay, Catherine says, stick with financial advice. Stay away from health and nutrition advice, please.
This is something we talk about a lot in our staff meetings is in what context and when is it right for me to talk about something that involves medical and health. You know, medical is nearly one-fifth of our nation's economy. It is such a large part of it that if I were not to address it, at least in tangential ways that affect your wallet, I would be remiss in doing my job if I only addressed 80% of your wallet and not that 20%. I'm very aware of what you're saying, that I have to be careful when I cross into something involving health that is not strictly dollars and cents, and I take that to heart.
Rachel says his website is basically spam and is full of useless and outdated information.
Wow. That's how you feel about Clark.com? Huh. So I'm very proud of Clark.com and all the hardworking people that bring it to you every day. And our goal with Clark.com is only to be there as a source you can trust for information about your wallet. I mean, that's the purpose of the site. And if we're coming up short, I'm really sorry about that. If there are some specifics that you feel are things that we're not doing as well as we should, or you think we're doing very poorly, I'd love for you to post that.
Okay, Mike says, Aldi, 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 Target, 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 Aldi, 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 Target, all in caps, and goes on and on and on. I think that's because we put out a lot of posts on deals about Aldi, certainly, like a weekly roundup of their best middle aisle deals. Yeah. and all sorts of sales like that.
So,
and they're popular, so they pop up for more people because people like those posts.
Yeah, okay, so I was going to explain that. You kind of alluded to it. So the things that you see appear most frequently on any website that uses sophisticated analytics are the things that people are choosing to read and click on the most. So that's how those things show up so much, because it's kind of self-fulfilling. People keep wanting that information, and that's why it's there. And Aldi, Aldi, Aldi is an absolutely phenomenal store that people are completely polarized about, including my family. So I go to Aldi and I buy so many food products there. And then my family says, yes on this one, no on that one, yes on the other. So that's how we develop what's my ongoing Aldi shopping list.
Mike says Clark stinks, in quotes, because he isn't U.S. Treasury Secretary. He could get this entire nation out of debt.
Oh, man, the nation's budget deficit. If I could be your emperor and fix that, I would be happy to.
And the last one, Stevie says, the only thing I can think that would make Clark Howard stink is he uses cheap toilet paper.
My wife does not allow cheap toilet paper in our house. I would buy cheaper toilet paper. She won't permit it. Appreciate your post. Go to Clark.com and go to the Clark Stinks message board, or do what people did this week. Post your unhappiness with me on Facebook.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
It's Ask Clark time. That's where you post a question for me at Clark.com. Producer Joel asks it.
Clark Dave wants to know, why doesn't Clark ever mention the fourth credit reporting agency, Innovis? I just learned about him a few days ago.
So we have talked about it, but only in passing. And if you, I only want to give people so many tasks to worry about in the aftermath of the Equifax data breach doing credit freezes. But I did an experiment on the air. I did my Innovis credit freeze in 32 seconds. They have the most streamlined procedure for doing a credit freeze of any of the bureaus. Ultra easy. And they didn't charge me either. So it was something that if you want to take an additional step, go for it. Innovis has extremely low market share. But if you want to cover every possible base, go for it.
All right, Leanne wants to know, I'm looking for an ATM-only card. I do not want a debit card. Are there any banks that offer these ATM-only cards? I can't seem to find one that does.
I'm not aware of any financial institution anymore, bank or credit union, that will offer an ATM-only card. They all want the fee revenue, the fee income, that comes from slapping a Visa or MasterCard logo on it. But you can, with many financial institutions, set your purchase limit at what's called point of sale. They call it in the industry POS, not a bad word. And you can set that to $0, which effectively makes your ATM card usable only at an ATM machine. That would be the question to ask a bank or credit union. Glad you're with us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you and your wallet. I want you to learn ideas from me so that you can save more, spend less. Don't let anyone ever rip you off. Clark.com, our main website, ClarkDeals.com, where you go to save money. And we respond to incentives as human beings. And let me tell you what I mean by that. People now are keeping cell phones on average much longer than they used to. People used to cycle out of cell phones roughly every, I think, 11 months. And today, a substantial number of people are keeping cell phones more than 2 years. The technology curve continues to be amazing in what new phones do that come out every year right about now, because the big switcheroo time with cell phone carriers is between now and Christmas. People who are still legacies from when the cell phone carriers imposed those rotten, terrible two-year contracts, a lot of them have those contracts ending over the next 6-8 weeks. And so you're in play in the marketplace. But the reason people are keeping their phones longer is a result of the cell phone carriers not having those rotten, terrible two-year contracts anymore. Because what they did was a cell phone carrier would sell you a $600 or $700 or $800 phone for $199. Marketplace said that's what people would pay, was $199. And so that's what the cell phone carriers would market at. And they would eat the loss temporarily of the $500, $600, $700 between what the phone actually cost them and what they were billing you. And the way they covered that was you were in a 2-year contract with a monthly cost that is well more than double, effectively, what monthly costs are today for cell phone service. So they had you as a prisoner. Everything was about marketing. Nothing was about customer service. And they just wanted to lock you in to their 2-year thing. Well, once people had to pay real prices for cell phones, people weren't as interested in the latest, greatest anymore and decided what they had was okay. But you're going to see over the next several weeks, in conjunction with the launch of the iPhone X, a number of incentives from cell phone carriers trying to poach each other's customers. And so AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile will be very aggressive. Sprint, not as much. They'll be very aggressive offering you deals on the iPhones, Samsungs, and then other brands in return for being typically a new customer. They'll offer you some kind of incentive on the phone. There are a number of phones available right now where they're buy one, get one free, effectively cutting the cost in half if you switch carriers. So the real action now till Christmas is going to be trying to lure you from who you're with and using the bait of a better deal on a phone as a way to do it. Now, one other thing you should know is there is a phone out there now that is winning absolute rave reviews from techies and consumers that is a very affordably priced phone for one that's very featured. And it's the Motorola Moto G5S. I've been reading the reviews, and they are both from consumers and the techies off the charts for a phone that retails at $279. So I know a lot of people are salivating over paying Apple $1,200 for an X, paying Samsung $1,000 for the top end of the Note 8, and paying Google for the Pixel 2 XL, was that about $800 or $900? There are people that want to do that. And then there are people that are cheap like I am and want a phone that's just a good phone that works. And the Moto G5S Plus is the one that seems to be the real sweet spot in the market. One other thing, if you're really cheap like Joel, who makes me seem like the biggest spender of all time, Joel gets his phones hand-me-down and used.
I did. I actually got Krista's old phone.
And how much did she charge you for it?
I got her something to her one of her favorite places, which is what? Can you guess?
Starbucks?
Yes.
Wait, Starbucks. Wait. You got her old phone for a measly Starbucks gift card?
That's right.
How much money on the gift card?
$20.
So that buys one coffee at Starbucks?
If that.
No, I think for her, she spends, by her own admission, three something. So you got her like six Starbucks visits.
For a phone.
For her old phone. Matt's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Matt, how are you doing?
Good, Clark. How are you?
Great. You want to talk about your son? What's going on with him?
So I've got a 13-year-old son who's starting to referee. So he's making money. You know, he took a course and became a certified referee.
How's he dealing with the parents yelling at him?
It's a growth curve. it's given him a lot of confidence as a player, you know, when he plays to deal with, you know, seeing the parents on the other side.
Yeah, the parents get kind of crazy, don't they?
They can be tough, you know.
What sports your 13-year-old reffing?
Soccer.
Oh, soccer's so in now.
Yeah, it's big in, and there's a lot of money for kids in it because you know you get the courses, and then they pay you cash at each game, and unless you make over, you know, the limited to $600, $1099, the clubs don't have to tax you, or you know you don't get paperwork officially.
Right.
So, you know, I'm trying to encourage my son to save and explaining to him the benefit of, you know, IRAs and a Roth IRA. And I've been trying to research and trying to figure out how can I guide a 13-year-old towards starting an IRA, or does he need officially a job, you know, paperwork from an employer?
So he doesn't have to have paperwork from the employer, but he has to report the income.
Correct.
So
as long as he reports it on taxes.
Right. So if he voluntarily reports that he has the income from the refereeing, then it triggers his eligibility to do a Roth, and he should do a Roth, not a regular IRA.
Okay.
Because his tax rate is effectively about zero.
Yeah.
So you want to not worry about the tax deductibility of a regular IRA. You want to do a Roth And what I did with my kids when they were teenagers, and I don't know if this is something you're comfortable with, but I offered the dad match, that every dollar of earnings that my daughters did not spend, I matched with a dollar going into a Roth up to what they earned in that year.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, and encourage him, inspire him to do more and put more away.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like you're the employer with the employer match. You're just doing the dad match.
Great. So as long as he does it, as long as we do an individual tax return for him for the year, he would qualify for this year to start him out. That's great.
Completely. And so he's going to earn, how much would you guess over the course of this calendar year?
He'll probably earn $500.
Okay. So you're going to have to look for organizations that will allow that. We had a debate the other day about what the minimum was with Schwab to do it. And we came up with the wrong answer, which is 1,000. It's actually for a kid, 100 to open a Roth IRA with them.
Wow, 100. That's great news.
Yeah. So he can get it done.
Perfect.
Well, I'm so glad that you've given other parents an idea about how a young teen can earn money.
Yeah.
And there's such great responsibility being out there as a referee.
Yeah, it's a great. I'm trying to encourage all my friends, his parents in his age bracket, because I know in our area there's not enough referees. They're always looking for more, and it's a great way for the kids to get experience and to earn money and to have responsibility, So.
And if he ever feels bummed about making a bad call in a game, show him the YouTube video of Ed Hockley, the NFL referee, costing a team a game in the playoffs in 08, making a wrong call. And 9 years later, he's still one of the NFL's premier referees.
Perfect. I'll look it up.
Referees are humans, too. I know people don't think they are, but they are. Tyler's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going, Clark?
Great, thank you, Tyler. You have contacted us about something that went on with you with Delta during the hurricanes, and reset quickly what happened.
So I was down in Punta Cana for my honeymoon when Hurricane Irma was about to hit, so we decided to leave 2 days early. Well, there weren't any flights I could change my original ticket out, so I canceled my original ticket, bought a new ticket, and it was extremely expensive, and only after the fact have been made aware that they capped their prices after I'd already bought my ticket. So I've been trying to fight with them to get my money back, and they won't deal with me at all.
Well, we have talked to Delta. They apologize that they have been difficult to work with, and that, in fact, you were eligible for a $399 fare cap. This fare cap came about after just horrific publicity that came Delta's way for huge gouges of people on flights evacuating in the face of deadly hurricanes that were approaching. And so then Delta came up with the price cap. They should have compensated you, but the weird thing with how they did it, and when you talk to them again, they can explain to you, hopefully now they'll get it right, is that the $399 fare cap only applied to places they would evacuate you from nonstop from the Dominican Republic or any other area affected by the evacuations from the hurricane. So then from wherever they would take you to, from there to your hometown, you'd be on your own.
Okay.
But that's still a huge price difference versus what you were charged.
Right, correct.
So they were, Kim, anything else, because you talked to the Delta people, anything else we should tell Tyler?
Tyler, they're still trying to figure out exactly how much yours would be, because what they're claiming is, since you're in Ohio, your nonstop would have been to your connecting airport. That's what would have been capped at $399. And then the leftover to Ohio would have been what they call their walk-up rate, which can be really expensive.
So who knows what you're going to net out. This has been awkward for Delta from the beginning. I hope that every airline has learned from the horrible experiences people had as they were fearing for their lives, trying to escape these massive storms that, knock on wood, we were very lucky in the mainland U.S. that in spite of the damage, it was far less than anticipated, and obviously a lot less than happened in the Caribbean. And it's great you're safe, but we got to make your wallet safe too. Stephanie's with us here on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you, Clark?
Great, thank you, Stephanie. You get to go to a phenomenal place soon.
Yes, I'm really excited.
Where are you headed?
I'm headed to Thailand and Indonesia.
I've never been to Indonesia. I've been to Thailand twice in my life, and it's just the most magnificent place.
Really? I'm really excited about seeing it.
Where are you going to spend more of your time?
Most of our time in Thailand is in Bangkok.
Okay.
But we are going to take an excursion or two outside of it.
Now, Bangkok is not like the rest of Thailand. It would be like going to the United States and only seeing New York and thinking that was the United States. So Bangkok is a city that used to be heavily polluted, very dirty, and run down. And I was there the first time 25 years ago and then back last year, I guess it was. The change there is extraordinary.
Really?
Yeah, it really is a marvel to see how much they've done in a little more than one generation.
Excellent.
But if you go somewhere down to any of the islands in the Andaman Sea, the pictures that you see that look impossible, what you'll see with your own eyes is prettier than any publicity photo you've seen.
I believe it. I believe it. Well, I'm really looking forward to my trip and soon. But my question for you, and I thank you for taking my call, because my question is, I've listened to you for many years, and I know that, you know, make sure you use a credit card with no foreign transaction fees. So I've got that all set. I've got a debit card to get cash out when I'm there in both countries that has no ATM fees and no foreign transaction fees. But I'd like to get some cash for both countries so that as soon as I hit the ground, I have something.
Don't worry about it. When you land, because first you'll land in Bangkok, plenty of ATMs right in the airport terminal.
Really?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
Just make sure that the provider of your ATM card knows what countries you're going to visit and when. If they have a travel alert you have to do.
Yes.
And you'll have no problem at all. And the worst nightmare of all, you just take some American money with you, and if you just can't get your ATM card to work, you accept the lousy exchange rate you get at one of the airport money changers.
Oh, okay. So it's better not to change anything before.
Absolutely, do not change ahead of time, because the exchange rates that we get in the United States on any foreign currency are probably the worst in the whole world.
Yes, that's what I was noticing, because I was going to do it through my bank, and I compared the rates they were showing with the rates that were on the, you know, the app that shows you current currency rates, and there was a huge difference.
Yeah, we're different than if you think about being in a part of the world where people frequently cross borders. The beauty of the United States is how incredibly large our country is, but it means we don't interact routinely with other countries' money, and so that's an area we haven't really developed in the United States, and that's why you get gouged.
I see. Okay.
So just wait till you land.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks so much.
And you will be very jet-lagged. Just get ready.
Yes. It takes almost a day to get there.
Yeah, it's a long trip, but it'll be wonderful. And I got to get to Indonesia. Haven't been there yet. You're listening to the Clark Howard Show. I want you to know that I appreciate so much that you've just tuned into our podcast, that you had faith in the information and advice you get. You want more information from us? One of the best ways to get Clark Smart is with our free newsletters, Clark Daily, Clark Deals, and Travel Escape. Sign up now You'll be able to unsubscribe at any time if you think I'm wasting your time. Go to clark.com/newsletters.